You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. So what do music, yoga, and all things tech have in common? They're all part of Tree Fort, which is more than just a music festival in Boise. Other forts or parts of the festival have grown dramatically since the start of Tree Fort. Hack Fort, which is the tech side of the event, and Yoga Fort are fan favorites. And joining me today live in studio are Marissa Wepner. She's the co-director of Yoga Fort, and Sean Wakely, director of Hack Fort. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
So let me start with you, Marissa. Give us a little bit of history on how Yoga Fort actually got started into the mix of Tree Fort.
That's a great question. Yoga Fort kind of evolved out of my personal experience with Tree Fort. Starting in the second year, I was on the artist committee, which helps pick the bands and the venues and the schedule and the lineup. And at the same time, I'm a yogi and I have a yoga studio in town. And I personally was traveling and teaching at lots of different festivals around the country, teaching yoga at different music festivals. And so while I was on the artist committee, kind of all year long, I would say, you know, it'd be cool if Tree Fort offered a yoga class too. Like, I feel like people would like a yoga class during Tree Fort. It'd be a great way to reground and recenter. And then about 2 weeks before Tree Fort happened that second year, finally I got the green light and they said,
Just 2 weeks beforehand, yeah. Get it together.
Literally, they're like, you can have a spot in the shrine Saturday and Sunday at maybe it was like 9 to 10 a.m. And that's all they said. And I said, perfect, thanks. And just kind of like took it and ran with it. And said to my friend Celeste, who's a dance teacher in town, why don't you teach dance one day and I'll teach yoga one day and we'll call that Yoga Fort. And that'll be Yoga Fort. And that's what we did.
That's great.
Without any prep or planning or promotion. And we had people show up and we're like, this was a success.
Yeah.
So how about next year, Tree Fort, you let us really plan it. We can start like you guys do and build a thing. And again, call it Yoga Fort. We'll bring in musicians and teachers and work with the community and create the three-day event that we have now. And it's grown a lot. It started at the Linen Building. We were there the first couple of years and then went to the Rose Room and now we're at Jump.
So, it really has taken off over the years. So, Sean, same question. How did Hack Fort play into all of this?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, very similar to Marissa's story. You know, I'm actually currently this is my first year as the director, but Phil Merrill back in 2014 kind of saw a similar idea like, hey, there's a lot of tech people in this community. I'm seeing trends in other events hosting a similar idea. And so he pitched the idea to the crew and they said, you know what, we'll give you a spot as well. And
did they give you more than 2 weeks?
I think they might have had a little bit more time. You know, and Phil worked at Boise State. And it's funny because at the time I was a student employee working under him in OIT, and Phil pulled in a lot of players from Boise State, and they were able to organize this great little tech event where they pulled in players from around the community and also some people from out of a town to present on content and innovation in the tech community. And today we're kind of still in that same trend, trying to focus on innovation and just fun things for the tech community.
So talk to me about that, because a lot of times when we, you know, Hack Fort and tech and all of that, I mean, it can seem like it goes above people's heads, but I mean, you talk about video games, Legos. I mean, that's part of tech.
Yeah, you know, and I think the big thing that kind of makes us separate from other events, tech events you might see, is we're really trying to focus on, you know, the culture around technology along with, you know, what's fun in the industry, what's exciting. And we want to attract people that maybe aren't in the tech community but are interested in a lot of the hobbies and things that the community are enjoying, you know. And like, for example, this year, you know, we're real excited to bring on Solar Roadways, you know, and they're just a big innovator from Idaho that's going to bring in and unveil their new solar panels to the crowd.
Oh, how interesting.
Real exciting. Solar panels you can drive on.
You can drive on them?
Yeah, it's going to be real exciting. Yep. They want to make roads out of solar panels.
Okay, well, see, so there you go. And then with Yoga Fort, Marissa, it's expanded. It's at Jump. Mm-hmm. What does it look like now?
Well, it's a three-day event, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and it's pretty much back-to-back classes all day. And we bring in headliners. This year, we're bringing in a teacher, Christy Christensen from L.A., and the yoga teacher, Bibi McGill's coming in, and then Kate Swarm and Gordon Ogden that we've had in the past, and then other musicians as well. So every class is paired with live music.
That's right.
Which really makes it super unique to Tree Fort and to Yoga Fort. And so then we bring in musicians, Masood Ali Khan and Sheila Bringy and Soul Rising and East Forest. So we have these headliners we bring in, and then we source from the local community, and we have submissions that are open for performers and teachers of different kinds of movement classes. And it's a whole huge event. It's basically Idaho's yoga festival. And we want it to be known as that. So yogis, for them to come and have this pretty involved festival experience of just yoga and movement and wellness and music, and then hopefully get them into the Tree Fort, interested in Tree Fort also. And then at the same time, Tree Fort festival goers, giving them a place to come to, like I said before, just reground and recenter and chill out. And
take a time out for a while, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm talking with Marissa Wepner, co-director of Yoga Fort, and Sean Wakely, director of Hack Fort. So, Sean, with your event too, is it at Jump as well?
Yeah, it is. So it's kind of funny. Marissa and I are the ones who kind of, and the Yoga Fort team kind of took over Jump. It's where we have our great events taking place. And, you know, and one thing that's really cool is we try with the forts to do as much crossover events as we can. One that Marissa and I are real excited about is we're bringing Mikey Siegel in, and he works with Stanford, and he specializes in hacking the mind, using technology in that vein. And we're real excited because it's a total crossover between the spirituality and technology. And he's kind of the event that we're both highlighting together this year.
And so when will that event take place?
We have him scheduled for 1 p.m. on Saturday.
Okay.
He may have another event as well during the event.
Yeah, and like Sean said, we do these crossovers with other forts. We have a kids yoga class with Kid Fort, things like that. And then our musicians that we're bringing in, some of them are Tree Fort Music Fest musicians also. And so your Yoga Fort pass gets you to those concerts and performances out in the greater Tree Fort that are Yoga Fort performers.
Oh, that's very cool. Mm-hmm. And so, Sean, one of the other events you're going to be doing, you're going to have some fun with science, right? Mm-hmm. You're doing liquid nitrogen.
Yeah, that's funny you bring that up. We're real excited. We actually have Darren and Dennis from Hardware Asylum coming in. They're actually a local podcast, and they specialize in computer hardware. And one of the things they're going to be highlighting is high-end overclocking. It's a kind of a thing you'll see at big tech events,
okay,
where they take a computer rig that they have set up and they overclock the computer using liquid nitrogen. So they will literally have liquid nitrogen on hand that they pour onto the CPU to keep it from overheating.
What?
And when you do that, you can stretch the limits of what is capable of silicone to make it run way faster. It's really fun. You know, a lot of times there's a lot of issues and errors, but if it works, you know, Darren's going to be able to show off how much faster he can, like, double the speed of what the CPU is actually capable on the computer.
You know what? And if it doesn't work, it's super cool to see liquid nitrogen anyway.
100% will draw a crowd, and I'm beyond excited to have those guys joining us. They're a great crew.
So how does it work then with Yoga Fort and Hack Fort? Do you have to get, like, that full-on Tree Fort pass? Can you do separate passes?
Yoga Fort is available to anyone who has a Tree Fort wristband. So if you just have a Tree Fort wristband, you can come to Yoga Fort, but it's as space is available. And so if you buy a Yoga Fort wristband, and it's, can I say costs on air?
Go ahead.
It's $60 for the 3 days.
Okay.
And which is an amazing deal.
That's amazing for yoga.
Incredible. Incredible. Yeah. It's a screaming deal. So if you have your Yoga Fort wristband, it gets you in, guaranteed. And then the Yoga Fort wristband is for people, too, who just want to come to Yoga Fort, and they're not really sure if they want to do the whole Tree Fort thing just yet.
Okay. And then how does Hack Fort work?
Same idea. So we're going to have a Hack Fort badge. We actually haven't published the price yet, but that should be available by the end of this month.
Okay.
And then same thing. If you have a 5-day wristband, you have access to all of the Fort events, and you can come to there as well. You know, badge holders with Hackport badges do get precedence over people with a 5-day wristband. And that's one way we handle it, because sometimes these rooms will fill up and we have a capacity we have to be mindful of.
Well, with Hackfort, really quick before we go, anything specific to kiddos? Because you had said, Marissa, with Yoga Fort, you do a kids yoga, but I mean, I'm thinking my kids would love liquid nitrogen.
We absolutely want to have kids there. You know, a lot of our programming on Saturday is really designed around parents and their kids. And I do want to note that kids get in free. We want them to be there. And we do have a board game making workshop that's kind of focused around kids and their parents. And we also have just a lot of fun interactive stuff for kids to get their hands on, virtual reality, as well as another Lego-based workshop for kids.
Oh, very cool. So Yoga Fort takes place at Jump in downtown Boise, March 22nd through the 24th. Hack Fort, downtown Boise at Jump, March 21st through the 23rd. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thanks for
having
us.
Thank you so much. It's super fun.
I've been talking with Marissa Wepner, co-director of Yoga Fort, and Sean Wakely, director of Hack Fort, all part of Tree Fort, which is coming up next month in Boise.